Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. You already know what it is, man. Salutations to all, man. Red Breed Entertainment, ARP, Pearly Gates is going down. You already know what it is. This card is actually fire, man. I gotta keep it a stack. We got Traffic, World Domination just popped off. Fade just popped off. I know Syndicate Cartel just dropped Charlie Clips and Chilla Jones. I'm about to recap that also. A lot of things going on in the battle rap, man, but this Pearly Gates card, one of the matches that I'm looking really forward to. Obviously, you got Big K, you got Old Red, you got Illmac and JC. Do not sleep on Illmac and JC, I'm telling y'all right now. But there's a battle I'm really looking forward to, man. DNA against my man, Big Cannon. Conversation with the congregation. What's good, my nigga?
What's poppin' with you, Dre? What's cracking, brother?
How are you, brother?
I'm blessed, man. I'm feel good. I'm real good right now. I'm in a great place.
Look, now, before we get into the Pearly Gates card real quick, you just coming off a battle on World Domination. That was a layup for you, Buchanan. Let's keep it a stack. That was a layup.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I don't take no battle like a layup. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to call it, it is what it is.
Yeah, no. The reason I say that, when you ran your 3 rounds, it wasn't like you were sitting there stressing your brain, man. You probably still had time to take Whitey to the store, hang out with Whitey, do what you had to do. You didn't really was going, had to really go hard. You know what's funny? Did you watch the battle yet? Your battle?
Yeah, I watched it back.
I'm going to show you something real quick. In the 3rd round, I've never seen a battle rapper show so much respect to another battle rapper. Like, this 3rd round was basically saying he looked up to you, he rocked with you, and all that. I was sitting there like, that's cool, my nigga, but don't tell Canada that now. Like, that 3rd round, did you really keep this 3rd round?
I don't never watch my opponent's rounds when I watch my battles. I try to see, like, what I did wrong.
Why is that? Why you don't watch your... So you don't listen to your opponent's rounds at all? In all your battles?
Never.
You and Mr. Bills,
yeah,
you and JC?
I never do.
None of those?
Nah, I never do. Like, and there's no disrespect to them. You know, I know what they
you
do.
You asshole, Cannon.
No,
fuck
not,
that, my nigga. You
asshole. That's not being an asshole. What that is, that all that's doing is I like to be better than my last performances. Or
my nigga,
like
that's that grimy Chicago shit, my nigga. That's that grimy Chicago shit, man. Stop that shit, Cannon, man.
What do with that, man? I just don't listen to that shit. Like, I don't listen to it.
But I say this respectfully. You know who I wanted them to give you? Well done.
Who was that?
Two individuals.
Okay, one is your own, and who's the other person?
Damn, how'd you know that? God damn. And Sirius Jones.
You know, what's crazy is Sirius Jones, man, you know, I got a lot of respect for him. You know, I told him that, you know, when I was there. But he told me, man, he'll never battle me, man. He told me he would never battle me.
He said, don't want to smoke?
Yeah, he said he don't want to stand in front of that. And that's my boy, yo. You know what I mean? So it's all good. I mean, I can't make a nigga, you know,
I don't
get that
like to hear that.
Me.
Siri Jones, yeah. Nah, my nigga. I ain't gonna let you slide with that. You in battle, Big Cannon. That's a good look for both of y'all, first of all, and especially Cannon. I just think that's a great look for Cannon's resume to have a dude like Siri Jones that's been there for so long on his resume.
Yeah, my brother said he don't want no smoke, so that is what it is.
What about you and Sharon?
I battle Sharon, man. Like, you know, Sharon is, you know, it's this thing, you know, like, and even some of the battlers are talking about it. Like, it's this thing that Sharon has right now that, you know, is this black battle rapper. He wants to battle black battle rapper. Like, it's, that's just what he's doing now. And, like,
hold on, to be fair, should he want to do that? Because I spoke to Big K a while ago before he started being the block god on Twitter, blocking everybody for catching feelings, what they said. And I remember him saying, as a white battle rapper, a lot of times leagues try to stick them just with a white battle rapper only. And they don't like that sometimes. Like, you know we want to battle the brothers. They the creme de la creme and shit. Brothers run battle rap. So that's the level of competition. I can understand why Sean went Battle Brothers only, though.
I mean, it's not. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong, you know, with what he's doing. I'm saying that it seems like that's what his thing is right now. Like either Smack Battle rappers, former Smack Battle rappers, like that's what he's trying to do right now. And for me, like I don't think that any of them have like really like tried to kill him. Like I don't think that anybody who he's battled. They look at it and say, ah, it's Sharone. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? And that's sad to say because Sharone, you know, he'll be up there rapping his heart out. You know what I'm saying? And it just, like, niggas just, you know, when they get to Sharone, it's like, I don't know. Like, it seems like they just aren't motivated.
But shouldn't they be motivated? In a sense, this dude is running around saying he's the smack killer. That's his monarch. That's what he runs with.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Should that be the motivation?
I mean, I would. Has he battled T-Rock yet?
Yes, he battled T-Rock. And respectfully, I know niggas ain't like when I said this. I had Sharone in that battle, man.
I mean, I got to watch that. Like, because T-Rock doesn't really take off battles like that. But, I mean, again, man, it's like, doesn't Sharone, I mean, and again, I'm not disrespecting Sharone, but we just being honest, like,
right.
Does a Sharone loss anybody?
No.
Like losing to Sharone, it doesn't hurt. Like when you're talking about the black battlers, you know what I'm saying? And I know this sounds kind of bad saying what I'm saying, but.
You want some 8 Mile really? Shit? You want some 8 Mile shit, Big Cannon?
I'm just having a conversation. I do think that Sharone is nice, and I think that he's, you know, in terms of overall battle rapper, he doesn't have, like, you know, the greatest delivery, but when you talk about, you know, punches and you talk about rebuttaling, he's probably, you know, one of the better ones that's doing it. So, you know, is it fair? No. But is it what it is? Yes. Like niggas don't care about losing to Sharone. And just like they may not care about, you know, losing to Cannon. You know what I'm saying? But losing to Sharone, it just doesn't have that much effect on niggas.
But that's not, the only reason I don't like hearing that because that's going to tell me that if brothers are going around saying, ah, y'all giving me Sharone, I'm just going to do it for the check. Fuck it. I'm just going to breeze through this shit and go at a 65 instead of going at a 90, 95 type shit. You know what I mean? That's my concern.
Yeah.
Just as a battle rap fan.
I mean, I would want niggas to prepare for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I would want them to have that killer instinct with everybody. But, you know, just being honest, sometimes it's really hard to get motivated to battle certain individuals because it's just like.
All right, so let me ask you a question. What was your motivation to battle Dundee then? Because you white, 3-0'd him.
My motivation was that KOTD got me fucked up, you know, because I went over there and I battled Dead Man. I didn't have the performance that I wanted to have. I didn't really prepare for Dead Man the way I wanted to. And then, you know, with Cheddar Cheese, like that was just an awkward battle for me, period. Like,
yeah.
You gotta understand, like, it's like I don't think even my material was bad in that battle. It just was a different type of material for the audience that I was presenting it to. Like,
okay, communicated to the audience.
Yeah, like in Calgary, fucking, like, you know, Canada and shit. Like, them motherfuckers, them niggas was laughing. Him saying, "I live with my mom." Like, they laughed at that. Like, and they went crazy over him saying, "I live with my mom," and he was fucking her. Like, it's just, you know, it's like different demographics take to different things, and what I was bringing that day didn't cater to that audience or that demographic. So I'm cool with it, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to show them, like, look, like, when I want to, I can do what the fuck I want to do, and I can do what I, you know what I'm saying, this, y'all want me to come to KLTP, all right, let me show y'all what you really would And that performance wasn't even, like, to me, like the greatest Big Cannon performance, but it was way better than the other shit that I gave them. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to show them that there are levels to the performances that I will bring.
Would you battle Head Ice for the chain if the opportunity came knocking?
Yeah. I battle for whatever.
I took that battle for free. Well, I took that Dundee battle for nothing. Yeah, because I said that the reason why I did it was because I said, look, I haven't given you guys the best performances. So just because of that, you know, I want to come back here and give you guys, you know, your money's worth for the other shit that I didn't. So I got paid for the other one, so let me just, you know, give y'all this one for love, for the love. And that's what it was.
Okay. Well, I hope they give you stiffer competition if you go back to KOTD. Like, please.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think he was good for what he, you know, is good for. But I definitely think there are niggas over there that we need to have a talk with. We need to have that conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
man. Let me ask you, not to get into the big details, but what was the conversation you'd have with them, though? Without letting everything out
of
the
what?
Bag. Of how you feel. Like you said, you like to have, we need to have a conversation. What would be, you know, the conversation you'd like to have?
Oh, I'm talking about in terms of the battlers. Like in terms
okay.
of, you know, any battlers, in battles that happen over there. You know, there are certain guys that, you know, I would love to have a conversation with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to talk to Thesaurus. You know what I mean? I got a lot of respect for Thesaurus. Have a lot of respect for the Illmax. Have a lot of respect for, you know, the Pat Stays and, you know, the other guys, man. It's like the Sharones. Like, I got respect for these dudes. So, you know, I would love to get the opportunity to say a few things.
Okay. Did you watch, I want your opinion, were you able to watch Head Ice and Cortez?
I judged that battle.
Okay. Now, this is where the conversation is going to get interesting, y'all. Hold on. Let me grab a sip of this Henny right quick.
All right.
Now, the general consensus, you gave it to Head Ice also?
I did.
Based on what, Cannon? I'm just curious to know.
Based on the fact that Cortez didn't snatch the chain from Head Ice. Based on the fact that both of their first rounds were shaky, and Cortez was more shaky in his first round in terms of getting through it than Head Ice was in his first. Yes, he was.
Really?
Like,
I totally disagree with that.
Well, you know, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as I was stating, to me, you know, Cortez's first round, it wasn't, like, incredible. I thought that it was a round, and I thought that it was a beatable round when he did it. And I think that I liked a lot of what Head Ice was saying as well. I didn't like all of it, you know what I mean? But
I didn't like
it. He was more polished in his first round to me than Cortez. And
polished?
This is what, you know, in terms of getting through the round. Because neither of their rounds to me was, like, incredible. So when I came down to judging that round, I had to go to a technicality from there. So from the technicality from, you know, Cortez not getting through his round as seamlessly as Head Ice to me, I gave it to Head Ice for that round. Second round, I thought that Cortez clearly got that round. Cortez clearly got it. Head Ice choked. I thought that Cortez had a better second round than his first in terms of the material, so I feel like he got that clearly. And then when it comes to the third round, I believe that the approach, the beginning of it and the genesis of the angle, it was fire. But when it got towards the meat of the angle, he started getting away from Head Ice. So Head Ice in his third round attacked him and was more potent with his third round. So this is why I gave it the battle 2-1 to Head Ice.
Wow. I see how you break that down, but I had I watched a battle 4 times, and I never left that battle feeling that Ice won that battle. I mean, the first round, if you want to say both of them were sketchy, I disagree on the head Ice was more polished thing in the first round. And, I mean, head Ice is going to clearly win the third round when he's battling. When he's rounded for like 9 minutes, can it?
I mean, whether or not it was 9 minutes or not, there was no thing of anybody saying anything about time limit. There was no, you know, definitive whatever. So if that was the case, him going as long as he was, it was allowed. And it was allowed not only from KLTD, but it was also allowed from Cortez. Cortez could have stopped him. Cortez could have complained and said something and did it to stop him. So, like, the time limit, we can't bring that into play in retrospect now because in regards to in the moment, Cortez had the option of stopping him. So, to me, again, you know, the third round that Cortez had, towards the end of it, it became more of a presidential speech asking people to vote for him.
Yes, I agree.
You know, versus... versus it actually being a battle to take the chain from him. And I don't think that Cortez did enough in that. And, you know, this is not just me just saying some shit out. You know, me and Cortez talk. Me and Cortez, like, after the battle, I let him know exactly how I felt. And, you know, nigga couldn't do nothing but respect it because it wasn't like the rounds were so clear that Cortez clearly won the battle. No, like, Cortez didn't clearly win. It's not like he's 3-0 head Ice and, and to certain people, you know what I'm saying? But this is why battle rap is so, is such an opinionated, you know, situation, such an opinionated, you know, form. Because everybody doesn't interpret things the same way. And it's not like, you know, KLTD made these judges and all this shit, like, these niggas agreed upon who was battling. They selected the judges for it. So they had to, the judges that they selected had some validity to their opinion.
Who's they, though? King of the Dots?
Cortez and Head Ice. They selected the judges. So when these people are judging the battle, you know, they have given it up into the hands of people who they feel understand battle rap. So for that purpose alone, you know, anything that people can say negative about the judging or anything negative about the KLTB shit, well, that at first has to come back to the battlers because they agreed and accepted every point of the judging, you know, panelists that was up there.
So let me ask you a question. After the battle, did y'all huddle up and have a discussion, or was just like, okay, I'm gonna write the winner's name on a piece of paper? How does that work?
I'm sorry, I just got a text. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, you're good. I was saying, so how does this work after the battle? Did y'all huddle up?
Okay, well, we were told.
No,
KLTD told us, you know, prior to the battle, you know, have your own opinion. Don't congregate with any of the other judges.
Okay.
You know, talk. You know, just do what you, you know, say what you want to say. We're gonna come to you, and then we're gonna get your explanation. Don't leave. We're gonna get your explanation on camera. You know, of why you gave the battle to, you know, the person that you gave it to. So we were told not to talk to any of the judges, and I can agree that none of the judges were, you know, in cahoots in regards to, you know, who won or whatever like that. Everybody had their own opinion. So, you know, hey, six out of seven judges said Head Ice won the battle.
Who,
so that's
who
pretty
Cortez?
Definitive.
Who picked Cortez?
Huh?
Who picked Cortez?
I don't remember. And I don't think it was a battle rap. I don't remember. I don't remember who all of the judges were. You know what I mean? But
Arcane.
Arcane, Nun, Quest.
Nun.
Quest, myself, Shoddy P. with somebody else and then somebody else. I don't know who those guys were.
All right, so let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people that said, because Organica put a tweet out who asking the people who where they felt won, and a large contention of people picked Cortez. What do you say to people that said Cortez got robbed or was controversial or is the second time Head Ice has a second controversial win?
Well, what I would say is he has to knock him out. He has to take that chain from him to where there is no debate. And this is why, you know, for me, you know, it's really, you know, because integrity, you know, comes into play when you are a judge and things like that, you know. So, there is no conspiracy. There is no, like, all these conspiracy, controversial, all this whole bullshit, like, niggas conspired against Cortez and all this whole crazy shit that people said. There was none of that. All it was niggas felt, majority of the judges felt, that he lost. And, you know, and I understand that there are two battles. There's always the battle in the building, which was what we were judging. And then the camera. So for people who, are watching it on camera, they very well may have a different feel to, you know, what we were privy to. Now, in terms of the bars that were in the battle, I definitely can catch every fucking thing that niggas are saying. But in regards to, you know, to me, I just didn't feel like Cortez did enough to snatch the battle. I didn't think he did.
Okay. You and DNA, my nigga. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. He's the most scariest nigga in the world, man. Like real shit, man. Like just keeping it funky. Like, a nigga's just like bullshitting. Like, niggas know I ain't lying. You know what I mean? I came in ARP. I'm like, man, hit that nigga up and see if he want to put up his other half, you know, for the battle. You know what I'm saying? See if this nigga wanna work. And ARP like, yeah, nigga, let's. I'm gonna hit him up right now. If you do that, I throw some extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, so shit. I'm geeked at this point. I'm like, shit. All right, I can get some more money. Like, let's work. Man, this nigga declined. You know why he declined? Cause he fucking know. He know that I ain't that nigga to play with. And if he come in there on that machete spraying shit, I'm going to kill his ass. Like,
nigga said machete spraying shit.
Yeah, man. Like, my thing is, like, all right, niggas can play the role. Like, niggas can play the role all fucking day. You know, and this is with these new niggas, the old niggas, that niggas, legend niggas, whatever. Niggas know, if you ever battle me, you have to come to work. Like,
of course,
it is very rare that you get a cannon and have a night to where it's lax. Like, that you can do, you know, like you can get by with some bullshit. The only nigga that can ever say that is Chris. Like, and I had a lot of shit going on within that battle that prevented me from being 100%. But that's, you know that. But niggas know, historically, that I am not that nigga to just come in the ring and play around. I usually get the best version of the battlers. I always.
That's true.
So when it comes to, like, niggas like DNA better be in rare form. Because if he's not, I'm going to kill him. He's not going to beat me.
You
got to
be in rare form, too, my nigga. You got to be in rare form, too, though, Cannon. Come on, huh?
I can do what I've been doing. Tell you something. DNA is he's talented, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a talented individual. I'm not going to sit up here and try to, you know, shit on a nigga and be, you know what I'm saying, and make it seem like I'm ahead of this nigga. But at the same time, I know what he's capable of. And his capabilities do not surpass mine. So with everything the motherfucker won't say, nigga, he going to have to work for it. He can't just get it. He going to have to work for it.
But But what if some people say Cannon, you saying that, but DNA resume and might be longer than yours in the sense of
nothing,
getting the battles he, that he got. It doesn't mean nothing. You're right. It doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't
right?
mean anything.
When Pearly Gates happen, it's not going to mean shit. You're right.
Look, here's the thing, man. It's about who won it at that time.
Right.
It's about who wants it more. And when it comes to, you know, you can say all day. You can say all day. Listen, LeBron James has more fucking awards, has more everything than probably the whole starting five to the fucking Golden State Warriors. But at the end of the day, talent superseded all of that. So resume doesn't mean shit. If you lose, you lose. And that's because this the motherfucker wanted it more. And here's my thing. It's not like this DNA battle is just the greatest thing to ever happen to my career and all this shit. Nah. But I do recognize that this is
It's the biggest battle you had in a while, though, to be fair, though, Kenny. It is.
Like, and I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm just saying that I know what's at stake. Like, he's coming to my house. Like, he's coming to my house.
That's, wait, so that's your house?
Man,
I'm glad you I'm glad you hopped on that. Now, being that this is DNA's first time on RBE, is there more oomph behind it? Like, y'all can't let this nigga come in here because it's DNA, number one. And number two, this is first time on what you're saying is your house?
Yeah, listen, it ain't even about, it's not even about harping on it. It's not even about, you know, harping on this, you know, I got to be extra this for that. No, man, it's not about that. Because I'm not, I honestly, my goal is not to go in there and battle DNA. My goal is just to show that that nigga should not be there. That's it. I've always said this. Like, my goal is to make sure, you said, well, that means that he don't belong right here. That means he doesn't belong. That means he doesn't belong. And listen, when I feel like that, every time I feel like that, I win a parade and show that niggas don't belong. Like, listen,
y'all are gonna, hold on, my nigga. Y'all are going to rebuttal each other to death and freestyle. This is going to be
whatever.
Great. This will be great.
I bet what he won't do, I bet he won't go four rounds with me. We can do three rounds written. I bet he won't go another one freestyle with me. He knows. He knows that.
Hold on, though. But DNA's done that, though, against Briz. He's done it a lot of times, my G.
He's done it to who? Against niggas who don't do it.
All right, like, I'll give you that. Okay, that, all right, you're right.
Against niggas who don't do the same shit. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. Listen to what I'm saying. Look, let's put it like this. He has a better resume. Yes, he does. He has a way better resume than me. Does he have, does his skill level surpass mine? Hell no. There's nothing that DNA does.
I think it's even, though.
Exactly.
I think it's
so
even.
If you think that it's even, that means at any point in time, either one of us can lose if it's a slipper.
Well, here's the thing. Y'all ain't going to choke. Y'all ain't going to choke.
Okay.
Y'all ain't going to stumble. That's not going to happen. Y'all are going to come prepared, both of y'all. That's why I think it's going to be
great. But DNA can't write with me. DNA is not a better writer than me. He is not. So if we're talking about all of the variables, and we're talking about all of the variables that make this battle what it is, freestyling and rebuttaling is the key thing that people go to. But is DNA a better writer than me? No way in hell. So by me knowing this, I'm not even gonna go deep into it. I'm just saying, look, November 4th, everything I'm saying, I gotta back it up, right? Like, I can't just be talking this shit and then not being able to back up what I'm saying, right? So
that's true.
DNA has to come into the ring and has to battle me and has to deal with three rounds of this shit. Like, this isn't one round.
You
this
too,
Cannon.
You
got to
deal with three rounds from DNA too, my nigga. Don't do that.
He's not scary, though. Like, to me, DNA isn't scary.
DNA is not.
That just sounds like you underestimating him, man. That sounds like you underestimating
shit. I'm not underestimating shit. I'm just not scared of DNA. Like, listen, there are certain niggas that you get in, and this is with every battle rapper. And if a nigga tell you it's not that case, then he's a liar. Every battle rapper has niggas that they know. I really got to work tonight. Like, if I don't work tonight, I'm going to die.
Right.
DNA is not that nigga for me. DNA is not a nigga who I'm like, I'll get killed if I step in the ring with him. I'm too smart for him. Like, I'm too smart. I am a lot more smarter a battler than DNA is. DNA is one of the most predictable niggas. He's not. The angles he takes is predictable. Like I know exactly what he's gonna do. Like that's what's so funny. Like I
yeah. Sometimes I know his setups. Him and Clips. Sometimes I know where they're going. Sometimes
you
when they do
their
setups,
going,
I kind of know where it's going. I know where it's going.
You
sometimes
know
I do. That's true. Him and Clips.
A minute before they get there, and fuck that. Not even just the bars. You even know the angles that they're gonna do before they get to it. So, listen, here's my thing, man. Like, I'm not trying to – my whole thing is to say DNA, he can rap. He's talented. He's been around – me and him came in the game around the same fucking time. His career –
Is DNA a legend to you? Is he a legend? Is DNA a legend?
He is.
Okay.
He is. That from what he's been able to accomplish in battle rap and now is even transcending battle rap with the things that he's doing outside of it, that nigga,
ESPN, sure,
you have no other choice. But to
you
got to
give it up.
And DNA is very young. DNA is only like, what, 25?
I don't think DNA's past 25, right? Yeah, I don't think he's past 25, man.
Yeah,
he
like he's 25, 25.
It's crazy to say. Yeah.
So he's still in his prime. So kudos to him for, you know, that. You know, kudos to him for that. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to that motherfucker with
shit,
the intent to kill that nigga, bro. And that's what every nigga, bro. Like, me and ARP, man, we done already chopped it up, bro. We done already chopped this shit up, man. We know what this is, bro. Like, I know what this is. If niggas think I'm just going to go in there and play with this nigga, they got me fucked up, man.
Wait, hold on. Does it matter who goes first? Does it matter if you go first? If you win the coin toss, are you going first or are you going to let DNA?
I'm going first.
Wow.
I'm going first. Going first. I don't give a fuck about I don't care about none of that shit, man. I don't care about none of it. And I'm going to prove the niggas what I'm saying, man. I'm going to prove the niggas what's up. Niggas got me fucked up, man. What's up, Dre, man? What else you gonna talk about? Is this nigga scared? he's scared, Dre. Like
nah, DNA is not scared, man. Come on.
Listen,
you think
no,
DNA
no,
is scared?
No, he is. No, he is, and I'm gonna tell you why. If you that confident in your material, if you confident that you gonna fuck a nigga up, if you confident in this, then there's nothing that nobody can tell you. So when a nigga tell you, hey, let's put some money up. See, that's where I come from. I come from that shit. I come from that era. So niggas that may have been not, they may not be privy to me prior to, you know, when I actually start getting notoriety, they don't know that that's my roots. So going to a nigga hood, going to a nigga college, going to a nigga dorm and shitting on the nigga. Not just, a debatable all this. I'm talking about shitting on niggas and taking their money and leaving. That's the type of shit that I come from. So when a nigga y'all say he the best, right? Y'all say he one of the best niggas to do it, right? All right, cool. Put some money up then. So if you that confident, put your
But Cannon, against a nigga like you, that's risky, though. That's risky.
But that's corny, bro. We pampering these niggas. We put staffers on these niggas, and we're pampering them, bro.
This is the era where, but Cannon, you just said it a second ago. You're from that era where shit like that was real. This era, that era's been going so long that niggas ain't doing that shit no more. You know that.
But
this is a business now.
And that's why we get
everybody, niggas is feeling like, yo, If I'm at the crib riding 3 rounds for a nigga, I should be compensated for that. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and
listen, it's
feel.
Hard to do so, but he's already got his half. Shit, that means he'll get his half, my half, and some extra.
Right, you're right on that.
So if you're that confident, nigga, like, let's take this shit back. Let's take this shit back to the roots, nigga. To the roots of this shit is, and I'm not saying let's go battle on a corner. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
What I'm saying
right.
is if you're confident in yourself, put some money on yourself. But here's the thing, bro. These niggas now, before I even go to that, this nigga battles every fucking day of the week. So even if he loses against me, shit, that little money that you was getting from me, you finna recoup
right.
that in the next day. You got one
nigga for the next day.
Me.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You got one nigga right after.
Yo,
me, so
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. That's a tall order. DNA, I gotta keep it real, my nigga. You going to some big cannon to rub nitty?
No, like Rum Nitty, you know, I don't give a fuck about that Rum Nitty battle. That ain't got shit to do. You know,
No. What I'm saying is DNA preparing for two niggas that's lethal is what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making.
I don't know what Rum Nitty got for him, but he needs to worry about this
right.
shit. I don't give a fuck about what Rum Nitty got for him. He needs to worry about this shit. His attention better be here. And if it's not here, he's not going to even get to chance to battle Rum. I'm going to hurt him.
You going to hurt him?
Yeah, I'm going to hurt him. Like, that's one of the niggas, like, and the thing that got me so, like, amped and excited to do the battle. It's just because, like, niggas, like, when niggas always bring people into the conversations and put me in the conversations with niggas, I just be wanting to show niggas, like, they don't put these niggas in the same conversation with me. Like, they're not in the same conversation. Like, don't fucking do it. Like, and I'm gonna prove it. And niggas can say I'm cocky. Niggas can say whatever. That's fine too. I'm just confident.
I like that talk. I like that talk, Cannon. Fuck that. I like that talk. Fuck that. I like
yeah,
that.
I'm confident
shit,
in myself. I'm not gonna switch up for what? Because a nigga would say it to me. A nigga would say it about me. Like
right.
you think DNA is gonna come in there and just hey, Cannon, hey, beat me, bad, bro, beat me bad, beat me 3-0, Cannon.
Oh, man. No, he's
gonna
number
start coming at you.
Woo. Car 2, man.
Yeah, that
car.
Hey, man. Niggas need to get shots out to ARP, bro.
All day.
Is really pushing he's pushing this culture like to its tee, bro. Like he steady pushes new agendas in battle rap, whether it's writing, whether it's you know the themes, whether it's the team on teams, whether it's the blood, sweat, and tears, like all of that shit is innovative and it's been dope. KOTB and RBE have constantly, you know, tried to innovate when it comes to, you know, how they produce the battles or how they, you know, how they take battle rap and how they, you know, trying to keep pushing, you know, a new agenda. I think they do really well with that. You know, Smack is doing their thing too, you know, pushing the culture forward in regards to, you know, just the battles and the how big their events are. But when you talk about like really trying to push a new agenda, like KOTD and you know, RBE do that incredibly.
Mm. One last question here before we wrap it up. Are you going to be on Guerrilla Warfare? On the car
yeah.
with Magic and Red? And
I'm probably not going to be on that one. I may not be. I mean, it's still up in the air. You know what I mean? There's a chance that I still will. But as of right now, no, I don't have any intentions on being on there right now. But you know, if it happens, it happens. But we that card isn't finished, though. That card isn't finished. We still got more things that we plan on doing. And just be, you know, in tune for those.
All right. Cannon, I appreciate you rocking with me, my brother. For real, I can't wait to watch this on pay-per-view, my G. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir. And then remember everything I told you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make sure I hit you up after I watch this battle. We're going to talk, my brother. We're going to talk.
Yes, sir.
Cannon, appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Is this show over or you still got more show?
Nah, we good. We good. I got everything. You know what I'm saying? We good. I want to holler at you after the battle. I'm saving everything after the battle, man. We talking right after that battle.
All right,
appreciate you, Cannon.